I got it.
Yes, Charlie.
Okay, I got it, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So the only thing I need now is I just need to get your card information, and then I'm going to send that all over to my tech team, okay? And then we're going to schedule a meeting with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, are you going to use a MasterCard or a Visa?
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah, I can wait.
Get my credit card.
Okay.
From the garage. Yeah. I'm gonna use Wells Fargo Bank Visa. Wells Fargo Bank.
Okay. Is it a MasterCard or is it a Visa Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And then for the card number, what's the card number?
Visa, the bank, Wells Fargo Bank.
Okay. And then the card number?
4147.
Okay.
1801.
Okay.
3285.
Okay.
6176.
Okay.
Yeah, this one expires October 24.
October 24?
Right. 2024.
Okay. And then your security code?
722.
Okay, give me 1 second here. Oh.
So Charlie, this one, after you charge for 2 months, I will see my advertising, right? After 2 months?
Yeah, so after the, let's see here. After the 30 to 45 days, you'll see it before that, but after the 30 to 45 days, that's when you're going to start seeing the results come in. We're going to be building it, right? I just want to make sure this is correct because it says payment method selection, inconsistent with the card number entered. So read the card number again because I think it was wrong. I wrote it wrong. I'm sorry.
4147 1801 3285 6176.
Okay. Let's see. And then what's the address for this? Because it's saying that the address is not the same as the one that you sent me.
Yeah, I don't know. My address is 1767 Tuolumne Street, Vallejo.
And that's the address that's associated with this card?
Yes.
And then the 94589,
that's my zip code.
94589, Visa.
California zip code.
Yeah, I matched it with the, I matched it with what you sent me in the text message. And that's the billing address for this card, correct?
Right.
Okay. Let me see something here really quickly.
So you can call the bank 800 number 953-7392.
Yeah, so I have right here the business address. Now you can say if I'm wrong or not, but I have a 675 Thule Road, American Canyon, California.
It's weird. I never heard about that. American
really?
Canyon.
Okay.
Alana, Alana. No, say again. What the address?
Yeah, the address I have is 675 Thule Road, Canyon, American Canyon, California. And that's the same address you have on your Google Business profile. It's American Canyon area.
No.
Or your
675 Thule Road is in San Jose. The address of the company, TD Roofing. I represent TD Roofing. The address is 675 Thule Road, San Jose. They make up, you know, it's Yale, they make up. They make up the address and the city. American Canyon. My address, 94589, between American Canyon and Vallejo. Okay. But my is in Vallejo.
Okay. Yours is in Vallejo. So this is 1767 Tuolumne Street. Tuolumne Street, Vallejo, California, 94589, correct?
Vallejo. You have to spell it right. Vallejo, yeah.
Vallejo, V-A-L-L-E-J-O.
Yeah, V-A-L-L-J-O. V-A-L-L-J-O. V-A-L-L-E-J-O. Vallejo.
Yeah, I have V-A-L-L-E-J-O. I don't know. It says that the address is not where... Oh, okay. Hold on. I might see it. Hold on. Give me a second.
So, they make up, you know. They use the address from the company and plus my city. American Canyon is not my city, you know. My city is Vallejo.
Okay, Vallejo. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, but
all right, I have everything here
sometime now.
Yeah, I have everything. For some reason, it wasn't taking the... You know where it says street and it has the period on the end of it? For some reason, it doesn't allow me to put that there. So we're all good, though. So what I want to do, Tommy, for you is I want to make a security question here. Okay, so... That way you always know we're calling you and we always know that we're talking to you. Okay. So I have three questions.
Yeah.
You can have one of them. All right. So I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
My first pet's name.
Okay. What's your first pet's name?
Donkey.
Donkey?
Donkey. S-A-K-E.
S-A-K. Sake?
Oh.
It's S-A-K, correct?
S-A-K-E.
S-A-K-E. Sake.
What do you call this one? Security is
Security question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is, so every time we call you, we're always going to say, hey, Tommy, it's, you know, let's say it's Charlie from Local Splash. I just was calling you to update you on your account. I just need to ask you your security question. What's your first pet's name? And then you're going to say it's Sake. Now, that unlocks your account, and that way we always know we're talking to you, okay?
Okay, yeah. So okay. If you call me, I supposed to answer the phone. Is somebody else can answer my phone?
Yeah, if we call you, you're supposed to answer your phone. we're just for updates and stuff like that, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now I'm going to walk you through a voice verification really quickly. Reason, before I make any transaction. Reason being is I do have you on a discounted pre-agreement and it's an added protection for you. This will be sent to you in an email in writing when we're done, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to walk through this. Let me know if you have any questions. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I make the transaction. Sounds good?
Uh-huh.
Okay, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Tommy Roofing Consultant.
Beautiful. Please state your name and title in the business.
California CEO.
Right. And your name?
Tommy Nipi Norrison.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Awesome. Tommy, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign as a result of increased visibility. Please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your first pet's name, okay? Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Beautiful. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah, but how I know that you are following from the Google?
The email I sent you an email earlier.
Yeah.
That has all the Google information on there. So this is where the Google ad, we're a Google channel partner. Okay, so Google's not going to contact you directly. There's only around 40 of us that they say contact the public for. We deal with the listings for Google, right?
So that,
you'll be able to that, see.
That means right? Your company have a sales rep about 40 people to call?
No. There's about 40 companies out there that handle the Google listings that are Google channel partnerships. So that's the highest tier for Google that you will be at. That's what we are. We're one of those companies. Okay.
So 40 companies that help Google or represent the Google, but you are not a Google employee, right?
No, I'm a Local Splash employee. I'm a Google Ads channel partner employee.
So your company is have to pay advertising for Google, and you can use Google's facility, right?
You can something Google like us. That? Yeah, you can Google us. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so your company is collect the money from the a client, and then your company have to pay for the Google to use their website, anything, something like that.
So you would pay us, and then we place you on that first page of Google.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
And
yeah.
And you pay Google later.
No, we don't pay Google. We're the channel ads partners, so they're partnerships with us. So they say, hey, they train us in getting you to the first page of Google, and then what happens is they let us know if anything is going to change on their platform. We're the first ones to know, so we can let our clients know, and we can make the changes before anybody else knows. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tommy, today your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is October 17th, in the non-refundable amount of $199. When your second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th in the amount of $199. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay.
Yes?
I understand. Yeah.
Okay, Ms. Tommy, what's a good day for you and my tech team to get on a call with each other so that way they can make sure and verify everything is correct? So that you can populate to the first page of Google with no hiccups.
Tomorrow.
Okay, what time tomorrow? I have it 8 a.m. Does that work for you?
No, too early.
Too early? You like to sleep in. Okay. What time do you want? 10 o'clock? I mean, it's pretty
open. 10 o'clock, that's fine. 10 o'clock, that's okay.
Okay,
I work with the customer very late, after 10 o'clock, because we don't have to early then.
Yeah. I understand. Okay, so 10 o'clock is fine with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to set it up right now. Everything on this end went through. You're good to go for us. I'm going to send you an email with the time.
Yeah. Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Do you have house?
What was that?
Do you own a house?
I do not own a house, or else I would call you from my roofer.
You not own the house, right? You don't have an old roof, right? So I can't what do you call that? Show you at the first one, so you can know that, you know, we call you.
Yeah, no, I don't own a home, so I don't have access to the roofers.
Okay.
But if I do know anybody that owns a home, all my friends rent right now, but I will definitely send them your way.
Yeah, if they live in the Bay Area, okay, not in LA.
Okay, yeah, don't send them over here, because we're all the way down here in Southern California.
yeah, okay.
Okay, then. All right, so I set the stuff up with you. I also sent you a text message, okay? Now, I know you can't see it right now, but what I'm going to do is we sent you a text message. When we get off the phone, click the link in the text message, okay? You following me?
Yeah.
Okay, that's our terms and conditions page. I need you to click the link. On the bottom, it just says that you certify the account. So you just click the checkbox, and then you're going to sign your name on what it's located as on the bottom, okay? And then it's going to take you to a login form. Don't worry about the login form. I'm going to email you that credentials, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me at this point? Because I have everything set up for you for tomorrow at 10 a.m., okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me at this point or no?
No.
Okay, everything's good. I want to say welcome to Local Slush. We're going to get you verified with Google. I'm going to send everything we talked about here over to my tech team. So then when they call you tomorrow at 10 a.m., it's going to come from an 877 number. So make sure you answer that, okay? It's going to be around 30 to 45 minutes. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Tommy, that's it for now. I'm going to send this over, get to work on your account here, and then we're going to call you tomorrow at 10. Sounds good?
Okay.
Okay, Tommy, I emailed everything over to you as well. So check your emails. You have your invoice and everything like that, all right?
Okay.
All right, Tommy. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You have a great rest of your evening, okay?
Same to you. Thank you.
Okay, Tommy. No problem. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.